All right. So because we have some audio issues, I want you to go ahead and let people know. Now, first of all, last year, man, I saw pictures of the Black Power Awards, and I'm sorry I couldn't make it last year. I'm definitely there this year, man. I saw pictures, man. It looked like 1,000 people. Y'all took a big wide shot picture, man. It looked like 1,000 people there. I said, man, this is the first annual one. So once again, because we have some audio issues, let people know what your position is with the Black Power Awards and what caused you to help create the Black Power Awards.
Well, the Black Power Awards really comes out of, you know, the teachings of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, where he taught us to, you know, that the key for our liberation is self-reliance and self-determination. Right. And so that's really what the Black Power Awards comes out of, that clear political thought, you know, from one of the stalwarts of our community and movement. But also what it is, it's an opportunity for us to honor, celebrate, recognize, and reward those brothers and sisters who are working in key areas of people activities. You know, oftentimes folks who really labor and sacrifice on behalf of us all. Go unrecognized, you know, especially in this particular community, you know, the activist community, the Pan-African and conscious community, you know, brothers and sisters sacrifice for the better part of, you know, 50, 60 years and never are formally recognized for that sacrifice. So this is an opportunity for us to not only celebrate and recognize, but also reward our brothers and sisters who stand on the front line and make those daily sacrifices for us all. But then, Mike, it's also an opportunity for us to tell our own story. You know, too oftentimes we are bombarded by negative images and negative narratives as it relates to our culture. And so this is an opportunity for us to tell our own story in a way that's, you know, unfettered and unhindered by the mainstream American narrative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely agree with that, man. And also it's definitely a sacrifice. A lot of people who are on the outside looking in don't know how much this type of work is a sacrifice, man. That's why various organizations need support. They need donations, you know, things like that, man. They need you to support their products, et cetera, because that helps finance what they do. That helps finance what they do. So give us the dates and the location for the second annual Black Power Awards once again, please.
Yes, the second annual Black Power Awards, a celebration of Black excellence, takes place Friday, November 17th through Sunday, November 19th. So 3 days, an entire weekend here in Atlanta. First event is the workshop and seminars at the Sheraton Hotel downtown. That's on Friday, November 17th, along with the marketplace. And then later on that evening, we're actually going to engage in a film screening of the documentary film by our brother Rick Mathis, Black Friday Part 2. And so we'll be bringing Rick in to do a film screening of that documentary. And then Saturday, we kick off with a cultural fashion show along with the Black Carpet Affair, which leads to the award ceremony at the Georgia World Congress Center this year. Last year, we were at Dale Bronner's place, the Riverside Epicenter. But like you mentioned, based on the turnout last year, we had to move it because we actually sold out the venue our first year. So we moved it to the Georgia World Congress Center in an effort to, you know, accommodate a larger crowd. And so after the award ceremony, we have a after party where we pay tribute to the hip hop legend Rakim Allah, who's one of our hip hop legend award recipients that night as well. And then on Sunday, we have an outdoor event at one of the local parks that consists of a RBG style obstacle course where brothers and sisters can compete, engage in friendly competition in an effort to financially support some of our independent institutions in our community, especially as it relates to our children, African-centered schools and things like that. So we have a RBG obstacle course along with African martial arts and a festival taking place on Sunday. So 3 days of events jam-packed. And so definitely be in Atlanta November 17th through the 19th.
Friday, November 17th through Sunday, November 19th. Give us the website again, please.
Yes, blackpowerawards.com. All of the information can be found at our website, which is blackpowerawards.com.
at blackpowerawards.com. Now, last year was the first year, man, and you all had 1,000 people that came out, right? I think it was 1,000. Was that correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, did that number surprise you or what?
It did and it didn't. We knew that the event was going to be successful because we had a lot of things going for us. Of course, last year was a campaign year, so we had, you know, the mainstream narrative of the election. Kind of we used that as fuel, you know, but it wasn't until, you know, maybe two weeks out where everywhere I went across Atlanta, folks were asking about the Black Power Awards. And we knew that it was going to be something special, you know. But we had no idea that twice the number of people that bought tickets would actually show up to pay at the door. And it got so crazy that we actually had to turn people away. You know what I mean? Because we just didn't have enough room capacity to seat everybody. And so, you know, it's always a good thing when you sell out the first year. But, you know, we loved, you know, the Riverside Epicenter. The staff there was extremely accommodating, and it was just unfortunate that we couldn't go back to that same facility this year in an effort to really, you know, grow the whole institution, you know, to impact more lives.
Exactly. But, you know, the other thing, man, growth is always good. And right. The good thing about it is that you were able to find another venue in the same city, basically, that right. could accommodate the growth. So growth is always a good thing, you know.
Exactly.
So this is really fantastic. I encourage everybody to go to blackpowerawards.com, blackpowerawards.com. Check this out. You definitely want to be there. I'm on the website right now, blackpowerawards.com. And this is Black Power Weekend. Last year, it was one day. This year, because of the demand, because of the overwhelming success and turnout and enthusiasm around the Black Power Awards, they've expanded it to an entire weekend. So this is Friday, November 17th through Sunday, November 19th. Be a part of 16 powerful workshops. There's a cultural marketplace, an African marketplace. There's a Black Power convention. There's an after party on Friday and Saturday. There's an award ceremony and the obstacle course, as Brother DJ stated as well. Now, let people know, if you don't mind, let people know what the cost is for to attend this package. Let the people know what the cost is to attend the Black Power Weekend as well, please.
Right. And I appreciate you asking that question. To attend all 3 days, it's $199. But also, you can break that down if you're interested in the workshops. All 16 workshops are $65. So for $65, you can get into all 16 of the workshops. And we've got workshop presenters such as, you know, Mwalimu Baruti. We've got Professor Griff. Brother Stickman from Dead Prez is doing a presentation on men's health. I mean, we've got Dr. Jewel Pookrum facilitating a workshop. We've got some of the most, Professor James Smalls is doing a phenomenal workshop on introduction to political life, focusing on millennials in the movement, in the activist mm-hmm. community. So we've got, you know, one heck of a lineup of presenters throughout the workshop, you know, aspect of it. And then there's the marketplace. So for those of you who are vendors who want to be a part, you know, circulate that black dollar, open up your products, goods, or service to, you know, to a wider audience. We have that. And then also for those of you who are into the cultural and African fashion, I mean, you know, that was really the highlight, you know, for us last year, seeing brothers and sisters come through in that upscale African attire. I tell you, Mike, it was something that you wouldn't believe, where you just had brothers and sisters walking through and everybody clean. You know what I mean? And it was just like, as one. You know what I mean? And Brother David Banner, once he got inside the theater and saw all 1,000 people, he just described it as like a sea of peacocks. You know what I'm saying? A black peacock. Everybody just right. in there clean from head to toe. You know right. what I mean? Nobody tripping, nobody arguing. That right. the energy was just phenomenal. And like I said, for brothers and sisters who want to really see us at our best, strutting our stuff, stepping up and stepping out, you know, there's no better occasion than the Black Power Awards.
Absolutely. David Banner, hip hop artist, David Banner, activist, David Banner. He's in the Black Friday documentaries also. I'm in the Black Friday documentaries, by the way. I will be at the Black Power Awards weekend this year. I've already talked to Brother DJ about it. And we are the African History Network. We're helping to promote this across the country. And we have listeners outside of the country as well. And we have almost 1 million followers on our Facebook fan page, the African History Network. So we are heavily involved in helping marketing this. Okay. So we're doing this. We're involved in this heavily this year also. So you're going to we're going to be interviewing leading up to November. We're going to be interviewing some of the presenters and things like this here on the African History Network show as well. Once again, the website is blackpowerawards.com, blackpowerawards.com. There's information to be a vendor. And then also you can be a sponsor as well. Talk for a minute about sponsorship opportunities, because that's always important. OK, I understand that. Talk for a minute about sponsorship opportunities.
I appreciate that as well, Mike. You know, this is a opportunity for brothers and sisters who are engaged in business to really not only show that support, but have their, you know, organization, business, or institution marketed on another level, you know. And so oftentimes we as Black business owners and entrepreneurs, we're not really approached on a sponsorship from a platform that can give immediate an instant success to all that we do. And the Black Power Awards is really designed to do just that, because it attracts a very diverse range of Black people. You know, it's not just the people who really function in this particular lane. The way that we market and the folks that we bring in, we attract the mainstream African-American audience as well. And these are the folks that, you know, the professionals, you know, those folks that really come to make this event a success. And so, you know, our vendors always do well, our entrepreneurs, our merchandisers always do well. And then, you know, and that sponsorship opportunity is just phenomenal to have your business recognized. You have an opportunity to run a commercial. We'll be broadcasting on Black on Purpose TV with Brother Michael Campbell. And so we're just trying to create a model whereby we can really, you know, create that win-win for the Black business community. You know, and so there are a variety of sponsorship packages available, and that information is on the website as well.
Okay, so go to blackpowerawards.com, blackpowerawards.com. And for general information, you can also call 404-439-1044, 404-439-1044 for more information as well. This is a fantastic opportunity. If you are an African-American entrepreneur, you definitely want to be there. You can there's an African marketplace for you to market your products or services. And even if you don't have a vendor space, you definitely want to come to network, bring plenty of business cards, et cetera, to network, because this is the place to be. And also the great thing about this, Brother DJ, is that you have a lot of African-American professionals that were there last year, even more coming this year, because that's extremely important. We have to get them to events like this and allow them want to come and learn about their history, get connected to their culture. But a lot of times they don't know where to go. So talk about for a minute the importance of that, please. And you talked about the Essence Festival also when I talked to you last week. Talk about that as well, Essence Festival.
You know, that's really what the Black Power Awards is intended to do. You know, for those in our community who are conscious, who are activist minded, you know, who really want to see us create, you know, an award institution that's not ratchet, that's not ghetto, that's not, you know, that's indicative of the greatness and the Black excellence of our people, but also to go beyond, you know, the current narrative of entertainers and sports figures. You know, we're heavily with the award there, you know, several categories related to science and engineering in the Black Power Awards. And you're just not going to get that kind of range of recognition from a mainstream award show. You know what I mean? It's just not going to happen. So, of course, in this community, we know we've got scholars, we've got engineers, we've got scientists, we've got, you know, all of those people. We've got entrepreneurs and very successful business owners. And so we need to know who those people are, who are the folks at the forefront of STEM in this particular community. We need to know who those folks are. And so those are the types of people that you'll see, you know, receiving awards and getting recognized at, you know, the Black Power Awards, those who are really at the forefront of health and wellness, of science and technology, you know, of agriculture, of, you know, bioengineering. These are the folks that we really highlight with this whole award show process. And so, of course, it's, you know, we have entertainment, but it's conscious entertainment, and it's something that your children can watch. You know what I mean? And so, again, the spirit of it is to really inspire.
So you're saying something your children can watch. So it's pretty clean entertainment also. It's conscious entertainment, but pretty clean.
Exactly. It's clean entertainment. And it's all upscale. You know what I mean? And so, you know, we've created the ambiance to whereby wherever you are, you know, politically, ideologically, religiously, there's something that's designed to resonate with you with this platform. So if you're a single brother, the sisters are there. If you're a single sister, the brothers will be there. You know what I mean? So whatever frequency and lane you're in, there's something for you. If you, like you said, if you want to network and talk to those, you know, successful business people who can help get your brand to the next level, this is for you. If you want to be a part of a celebration where you're honoring our elders, you know, we have that as well. You know what I'm saying? Or if you just want to come out and enjoy the turn up, especially turning up with Brother Rakim at the after party, we got that for you as well. All you hip hop heads out there.
Right. Rakim from Eric B and Rakim. So this is going to be fantastic. Friday, November 18th through Sunday, November 19th, the Black Power Awards in Atlanta. Give people the location once again. What's the name of the venue?
Definitely. Well, the workshop take place at Sheraton, downtown Atlanta. And then the award ceremony takes place at the Georgia World Congress Center, which is right next door to the new Falcon Stadium that they're getting ready to complete in a few weeks. And so, you know, we're pulling out all the stops, Brother Michael. We didn't skimp on the venue. We're not skimping on the ambiance. We're not skimping on the lineup. You know, like I said, we brought Brother David Banner back to host along with actress Ernestine Johnson. You know what I mean? So where else are you going to find those conscious and conscientious celebrities networking and parlaying and building with the Black activist community? I mean, it's a gumbo pot of success. And come on out, family, again, at the second annual Black Power Awards here in Atlanta.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Go to blackpowerawards.com, blackpowerawards.com. And if you want me to do a workshop or presentation, anything like that, let me know. The film Black Friday Part 2, the global legacy, our African global legacy, I'm featured in that documentary as well. So I think there's going to be a panel discussion or something. So I'll probably be on that panel discussion. Rick Mathis is showing the screening, and we did a Black Friday, the remix. We did a screening of that at the Black Homeschooling Conference in Atlanta a few weekends ago, and Brother DJ was there also. So I ran the DJ there as well. Okay, man, look, I know you have to run. I know you have to do another interview. So we're going to have you back very soon. This is Brother DJ, Executive Director of the Black Power Awards in Atlanta, second annual Black Power Awards weekend in Atlanta. So take care, Brother Mod Hotep, and thanks for coming on tonight, okay?
Appreciate you having me on, Brother Michael. No
problem.
Peace.
No problem, Brother. Peace. All right. So that is something fantastic. The Black Power Awards, and it's taking place in Atlanta. So we have Brother DJ. We're going to have him back again also. Mm-hmm. Remind you all that I teach my online course on Fridays, Ancient Kemet, the Moors, and the Ma'afa. Understanding the transatlantic slave trade, what they didn't teach you in school. Understanding the transatlantic slave trade, what they didn't teach you in school. This is a 12-hour, 6-week online course. And we have session number one starting on Friday, August 11th. Friday, August 11th, session number one. It's 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All the sessions are recorded. All the sessions are recorded. If you miss any of it, you can go back and watch it over and over again. Okay. It's a 12-hour, 6-week online course. We deal with thousands of years of history. We also deal with the African presence in this country going back at least 51,700 years ago, because African people were here in this land we call the United States of America before Native Americans even came into existence. You know, so we deal with that type of information. We deal with archaeological recent archaeological discoveries as well. On the thread of our Facebook Live broadcast, we posted the link there. It says register here. So you can register there. As soon as you register, you can watch a session I did last Friday, and we have about 20 hours of bonus content. You can also go to our website, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com. Right on the homepage, we have information there. We click on the link there. You can register there as well, AfricanHistoryNetwork.com. As soon as you register, you can start watching content. Okay.